So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
So today I want to answer the question, do you really need to be 100% organic? Okay, well, I'm going to let you be the judge, but I just want to give you the data. First of all, organic means without the pesticides, herbicides, the fungicides, the insecticides. So GMO is what's called Roundup Ready, which means it can resist the herbicide Roundup, okay? And all the other weeds die, because these are weed killers, but the soy and the corn and the cottonseed and the canola do not die, okay? But they still have contaminants of the Roundup, which is poisonous to our environment and our own bodies. Now, we have the animal products who are fed the grains that are GMO. And of course, you will have residues of this Roundup in that as well. So the question is, what are the dangers of all these things? Well, I just happen to have this book right here, Toxicology, okay, which is the study of poisons. There's a lot of interesting data on how chemicals in the environment poison our bodies and cause all sorts of things, including cancer. That's the big one. But thank goodness there are other foods out there like cruciferous vegetables that will help reverse the process and undo it and protect you. So these vegetables have certain properties that help turn these poisons into harmless particles. And that would be kale, radish, broccoli, arugula, bok choy, cabbage, Brussels sprouts. Okay, so the question is how much of this are you consuming versus how much of this are you being exposed to? Okay, so consuming these foods will definitely lower the impact of what these poisons will create in your body. So here's another point. If you're doing intermittent fasting and you're not eating six meals a day, you might have a little extra to invest in more expensive organic, increase the quality, and that way avoid these things. Because after all, this is really your health insurance. It's so funny, you get health insurance, which is thousands of dollars per month, and it really is all about waiting till you get an illness, then take a drug to try to patch it up. What's missing in healthcare is the health part. So this is true health insurance. All right, thanks for watching. Hey, tell me what you think about this video. Go ahead and comment below and give me your feedback. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.